get up.
Chris Fade is here.
Woo! Wake up.
Get up.
Chris Fade.
I like my hand motion.
Prateen Mallet.
I just look at you and I'm like, you're a handsome man.
Thank you, Freddie.
And Dig Rossi.
The dream one day is to have a man bun like you.
You grow that and let's see what happens, okay?
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. Are you ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3.
Come on. What's going on, Big Rossi? Pretty Malik in on the Chris Fade Show this morning. Chris, still on his holidays, back Sunday morning, but we're continuing on.
Yes, powering through the week. Happy Tuesday. How was the last 24 hours? I always like to check in with Rossi. You went ice skating?
I went ice skating. I lasted about 15 minutes before I had to come off.
Why?
Because my feet were killing.
Right.
That's what happens
big
when you've got...
big feet problems.
Yeah, foot size 48. So... that's pretty big.
I don't know what that means.
But although the ice skates do go up to like 50 or something like that.
So what, they didn't have your size?
They did, but still hurt. I had to come off.
Did the kids have fun?
Yeah, the kids did have fun. Annie was brilliant, by the way. Annie is a natural.
Maybe she could be a figure skater.
Maybe, maybe. I am
speed
Tonya.
Speed skating.
Yeah, she was really good. She was. She had one of those penguin things that you walk around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she was on her own doing it without assistance.
That's amazing.
And she's...
how old is she?
3.
That's so cool.
So that was good.
Can I just say, how strange is that to say? Your kids are learning to ice skate in Dubai.
I know.
Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
Yeah. If you want to feel as though you're like in a European country or something, just go down to the ice rink there. With no jacket on. I mean, like a top on. Have
which
a top
ice
on.
Rink were you at?
There's only one, isn't there? Dubai Mall.
Isn't there another one? There used to be one I remember I went to years ago.
Where?
In Dera.
Really?
Yeah. It was in a hotel.
Eddie, do you know about that? An ice rink in Dera. Do you know?
It was
isn't that, Al Nasser Leisureland or something?
No, no, not Al Nasser. I don't know if that one's still there, but there's the what's the hotel right before the Shindiga Tunnel?
Shindiga Tunnel.
Grand Hyatt? Hyatt Regency.
There was one. Oh, yeah. I think, is it only at Christmas or something?
No, there was like a proper... I don't know if it's still there.
Oh, my
don't
gosh.
Don't quote me on it, it's but I remember. Yeah, it's been that long. But I remember it was there.
Eddie's lived here all... well, most of you... not most
18
of you
years.
18 years, yeah. That's a long time, man.
Yes, sir.
It is a long time. How you doing, Eddie? Good?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Is Nala all right?
Yeah, she's all right.
I'm good. I'm just bloated.
Okay. Oh, thanks for the info.
Listen, girl, just what? Ride through the wave.
Is that the same reason?
No, I just ate a lot yesterday.
Did you? I have that as well, that bloated feeling.
You eat 3 meals in 3 seconds, that's why.
Yeah, me and Chris have got the same problem. We're always complaining that we've got indigestion and anxiety.
But you literally inhale your food. I don't even think you both of you know what your food tastes like.
Yeah.
If you did a blindfolded taste test, I don't think you'd be able to tell what things taste like because you don't taste
they
it.
They say that you're meant to chew your food like 30 times or something, but that's so hard. I just find it
enjoy
so hard.
Enjoy it.
It's like...
there's no time. You just want to like get up and done with.
But it's food. Enjoy. No, but you got to enjoy the flavor. Like, come on.
No, but if you chew it so much, it doesn't taste like what you put in your mouth in the first place.
You don't even know what it tastes like in the first place.
I know. I drink coffee like cold water.
Yeah,
as well.
He does. He literally gulps down his cup of coffee. Okay, enough food talk.
Yeah.
We have a big show lined up today. Of course, At Home in Dubai returns. We got to get this going this week. This has to be given away this week. You have to figure out our 5 celebrity mystery laughs. Win that 2-bedroom villa rent-free for the year. We have Larsa Pippen on the show.
Yes.
Coming up after 7:30. This hour, your chance to win with Yas Theme Parks as well.
So much going on.
Yeah.
Really is.
Wait. I forgot one of the most important things. Pop quiz at 7:10.
Yeah. 10,000 dirhams could be yours.
Yeah.
So if you want to get on the radio now and just tell us what you're doing, by the way, give us a call. 04-871-5544. We asked you to call. So far, nobody has called.
Did you turn the phones on?
You could have told me to do that. I don't know how I have to do that.
It's like Tuesday.
Okay, wait.
What do you do?
Just hit that button there.
That one?
Yep.
Okay, they're on.
There you
go. Let's have a little game right now.
What?
Choose a name and let's see if they call us.
Choose a name?
Yeah. Who are you going to choose?
Mohammed.
Oh, you can't. That's not fair. Eddie, that's not fair. Is that fair?
You didn't set any rules.
That's like the most common name used in
so
the world.
That's in the world, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm smart.
What's number two, Eddie? What's
don't
number
tell
two?
Him. Don't tell him. Don't
Eddie,
tell
what's
him.
Number two?
Eddie, don't tell him.
Think your region.
My region. Dave. Okay, Dave.
Okay,
right, I'll go with Dave.
Okay, so If you are a Muhammad, please call 04-871-5544.
Okay. And Dave, I know you're listening to this, mate. Give us a call right now, 04-871-5544. Please don't let me down. Eddie, do you want to choose one?
How about...
Let's have a female.
Yeah, do a female. Oh, no, do a female.
Female. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go Fatima.
Fatima. So if you're Muhammad...
Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Is she on right now?
To call.
She doesn't listen. She doesn't like our show.
So if you're a Muhammad, a Dave, or a Fatima, please call us 04-871-5544.
Yep.
Let's see who wins in this silly game.
I reckon I'm going to win it. Come on, Dave. Don't let me down.
Come on, Muhammad. Call me now.
Okay, so...
Rossi's come up with a game at 6:16 in the morning.
Yes.
And basically... We're doing the name game. I guess that's just what I'm going to call it, the name game.
The name game, yeah.
So we've all picked a name, and we're going to see which name calls us first at 04-871-5544. Rossi went with Dave.
I went with Dave, yeah.
I went with Muhammad, and Phone Guy Eddie went with Fatima.
Yes.
So let's see who calls. Should we go with, like, how many calls we get? What's the rules?
Well, let's see, yeah, because obviously I'm reckoning, like, Dave, lots of Daves, very common name, so.
Now, do you mean Dave? Or Dave?
I'll take Dev.
Okay.
But
that's
yeah.
Widening the net there. Okay.
No, but like obviously loads of Daves are going to call, so we'll have to sort of add them up. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's see who wins this.
Okay, so this has got to be a Dave here. Good morning. Hi, line three. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Muhammad.
Woo!
Oh, Muhammad.
Muhammad, what's going on? What are you up to?
Yeah, nothing. Just woke up, going to work.
Okay, so
amazing. Thank you. One for me.
One for Pretty Malik there. Okay, thanks, Muhammad. This has got to be a Dave on the line here. Let's have a look. Good morning, line eight. Who's this? It's Darth Vader. Good morning, Darth Vader. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Muhammad Miraj Ahmed.
Muhammad again.
That's 2-0. What do you do for a living, Muhammad? What do you do for work?
Me, man. Man, I'm the one who's providing cash to everyone living in Dubai.
Cash?
Yeah.
How so?
Yeah.
I do maintenance for bank.
Okay, maintenance
for bank. ATM.
Sounds interesting.
Oh, ATMs. Yes,
okay.
You are the man. You are the man. Thank you, Muhammad. I appreciate
thank you.
That.
I was hoping that you were going to deliver some cash to me. Okay, thank you very much, Muhammad. Have
I'm
a great
winning.
Day. Well, I think that's it, isn't it? Let's have a look. Who's this on line one? Good morning. It's female. Line one. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Mimi. Hi, Dima.
Sorry, your name's Dima?
Hello. No, my name is Mimi.
Mimi.
Hi, Rowan.
Okay.
You just wanted to say hi to Rowan.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just going with the names of yeah.
All right. Hi, Rowan. How are you? So I just wanted to just declare.
Let's move on.
Let's just say, who is the winner of this game?
You.
Yes. So just wanted to make that.
Okay.
Clear.
Fair enough. Well done. Chris is still off, having a great time, I think, on the island of, where is it? Zion Island.
Yeah, looks amazing. He will be back on Sunday. But we wanted to replay this bit. It was a game. It was another big Rossi game, right?
Well, it was a challenge, yeah. So what we decided to do is we decided to basically do a blindfold texting challenge. So we each got given the lyrics to Ed Sheeran's Shape of You.
Yeah.
And then we had to text them out blindfolded. But there was a twist at the end that involved you, Pretty Malik.
Have a listen to this.
So good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you need this. You're going to use my phone?
Yeah, because mine's
it's
broken.
It's the same phone anyway. Here we go.
Have you got the lyrics?
Lyrics, I'm ready to go. You ready? Blindfold on. Turn the screen on. Okay, here we go. Rossi, let's see what he types.
Oh, my word. This is hard.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover.
I think you're going way too fast.
Oh, no. This is going to be... I'm going to lose this.
So the bar is where I go.
No, I think I'm going to mess this up.
I wish we chose another line, though, another song. Me and my friends...
Well, hold on, I can't, this is it.
You got 30 seconds, we're doing 30 seconds.
Okay.
You got 7 seconds.
Maybe go skip to the next
Me
part.
And my friends...
Are at the table doing...
Are at the table having fun.
Yep.
So
he's cheating.
Yeah, he's 100%.
How am I swear, honestly, I'm not cheating.
You'll see that I'm back.
Okay, we'll
stop. That's it. Stop.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Give me the phone.
Can I have a look at it?
No, Chris, read out what he said. Oh my. Did you send it? Send
that
it.
That's horrible.
Send it.
Please send it.
He says the club Carney, the Oaia place, Roki Q, LOV33, whoa, that, 2J332, XM, E3092WQ, Q43, with the T Kill Earl having Rin.
Sorry.
How is that even possible? All right, I'm going.
Is it your turn?
Yeah, read out the lyrics to me.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Ready? Get your phone.
So here it is. Can you try? If you get to the office, should try this.
Are you in the screen where you're meant to type?
Yeah, okay. Ready? Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Go.
Go.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the bar is where I go.
Where I
go. Me and my friends at the table.
And my... This is really impossible. Me and my friends at the table.
Having fun.
Having fun.
That's
Stop.
It.
Stop. Send.
What is it? Let me read it.
The Vic isn't the best place to design a liver. Suka Gabava is where Jay go next to my friends.
Hey, that's not bad.
Ag the table having fun.
That's not bad.
That wasn't too bad.
That's not bad at all.
All right, Pretty Malik.
Hold on.
To finish it off, it is. Can you be blindfolded and text at the same time?
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just get that screen recording.
Watch her.
I won't. I know I won't because I'm not that great.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready? Okay, Pretty Malik. The club is the best place to find a lover.
Yeah. So the bar is where I go. Me and my friends.
Where did Chris go? Where did everyone? I knew this would happen. They've left the studio. Oh, dear. Come back, you two. Hello? Anyone? No?
Oh, we got you there, Freddie.
Totally.
We got you there. Chris back Sunday morning, don't forget.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip.
7:21, what's happening in the goss?
So we've been following the story all week. The drama with Cardi B's new music video, WAP, and Kylie Jenner. Yesterday I told you that about 60,000 to 70,000 people had signed a petition saying we want Kylie removed from the video. Many said that they should have included more women of color instead of Kylie Jenner. But Cardi has finally fired back and put everything down. She said, not everything is about race. There's issues out here in the world that is about race that I preach all the time about. This is not about that. And she went on to say, why did I put Kylie in my music video? She treated my sister and daughter so lovely at her kid's birthday party. Travis and her husband, Offset, are really close. Kris Jenner gives me advice on certain things I asked for, and her husband is really cool with me. So Cardi is like, dude, leave me alone. If I want Kylie Jenner in my video, I'm going to have Kylie Jenner. It was Kylie's 23rd birthday yesterday, and she did a post for her as well for that. So
23 and already a billionaire.
Yes. So I think we can let that one rest now. Moving on to the royal family and all the drama. So the royal family's website has made some big changes. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, and Prince Andrew's social media profiles have been completely wiped. Now, Prince Andrew, I think, has to do with all the drama that's going on with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell right now. The social media link section of the site now leave the Twitter and Instagram handles for Kate Middleton, Prince William, Prince Charles, Camilla, and then the at the royal family, which is like documents the queen and the different things that she does. But on the website, you still have active bios of Harry and Meghan and Prince Andrew. You just don't have a link to their social media.
Because they want to sort of
separate. Yeah.
And in case they post anything, like.
And you know what? Meghan and Harry, the Instagram handle that they had, at Sussex Royal,
yeah.
They stopped using that back in, I think, April, in March.
Yeah, because I remember when they came on, everyone was really excited, right?
Yeah, but now
so they've stopped.
Yeah, they've stopped using it since March. So there you go, another separation between the family.
I want to see Prince Harry on TikTok. That's what I want to see.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine?
Here's a little dance for you.
Actually, I want to see Prince William. I think he's like the awkward dad.
I reckon he'd have the dad dance down pat, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. And finally, this is pretty cool. If you are a fan of Selena Gomez, during her Wizards of Waverly Place time on Disney, well, she reunited with her co-star David Henry for a live digital movie premiere. Basically, fans are invited to this virtual premiere. It's for the movie This Is the Year. This is what Selena Gomez said on TikTok.
Hi guys, I'm reuniting with my friend and big brother, David Henry.
We're back!
David and I are so excited to announce the first ever live virtual film premiere for our new movie, This Is the Year, which premieres August 28th, that I know will give you all the feels. With all the craziness going on in the world, a feel-good movie is just what we need. Most premieres are only for a very small, select group of people, but not this one. We want all of you to watch it with us.
Zoe's not gonna say no to Lovely the Band.
You like them?
Yeah.
You'll not only get to watch This Is the Year with us, you'll also participate in a live Q&A with me and Selena. Then the cast will join for a Q&A and you'll see a live performance from Lovely the Band.
There we go.
So that's happening August 28th. As they said, it's going to be hosted by Charli and Dixie D'Amelio, TikTok stars.
Wow.
Now, this is David's first directorial film. Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez has produced the movie. If you want to buy tickets, it's $12 and the money goes towards COVID-19 relief.
That's good.
So you go to the movie's website, buy a ticket, and then you can be a part of the virtual premiere on August 28th.
What's it called?
This Is the Year.
This Is the Year. I'll look out for it. Thank you, pretty.
So we had a chance to catch up with Larsa Pippen. Chris and Larsa actually know each other. They hung out in Abu Dhabi a few months ago together. Mm. And Larsa's been in the news a lot recently. You know, when Kanye West went on that Twitter rant,
yeah,
he actually mentioned Larsa's name with this like weird emoji next to it. Mm. And then after that, all the Kardashians seem to kind of unfollow her, which is weird because they've been friends for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And then just a few days ago, Larsa was out in Beverly Hills and caused mayhem. Like, mayhem.
When she went to the restaurant, right?
Yeah, she went out to a restaurant with her friend. And that's kind of unusual to see now because I feel like during the pandemic, we haven't seen the paparazzi swarm around a celebrity like that.
Yeah.
But Larsa Pippen literally broke the paparazzi internet.
It was literally like 200 people outside.
Yeah, so we had a chance to catch up with Larsa and we asked her about all the paparazzi that constantly follow her.
I guess it's like living in LA, in Miami, you can go anywhere and there's no paparazzi. It's LA. It's La La Land.
It's just what it is, huh? Have you got used to it? Like, do you get used to it? Obviously, you mentioned Miami when you're on the Housewives of Miami. Like, do you get used to just having cameras always sort of popping up? Are you always having to make sure that you're always, I don't know, like not even just looking good, but just always got to be on?
I mean, living in LA for sure. But I feel like, I was married to, one of the biggest basketball players in the world when I was 23 years old. So I kind of like got grandfathered into that world. So I'm kind of used to it, I guess.
One of the greatest basketball players in the world, 100%. I'm obviously a huge fan. And, I saw Scottie and Michael play in Chicago when I was like 13 years old. You were there when that epicness was all going on. Do you look back at yourself and just think, man, that was just the craziest times?
I mean, it really was like a whirlwind. It was the craziest experience of, ever. You would go to arenas and they were just insane.
It's unbelievable, man. Listen, firstly, congratulations. I follow you on Instagram and it's amazing to watch the journey. A proud mama as well. A fit mom, like, man.
Yeah, like, honestly, you put so many people to shame. You look amazing.
And you've just dropped your fashion line as well called Larsa Pippen Fitness. What's this all about?
Well, I started off as a cheerleader and always really worked out. It's like one of my passions. I've always been active. I've always worked out. I've always, maintained like a healthy lifestyle. So I figured I would just share it with, everyone on Instagram. And so I built a platform called Larsa Pippen Fitness where I basically post all my exercises and I kind of take everyone on the journey with me. All of us find times when we slack and fall off. And, it only takes like, I swear, 10 days to fall off. I just wanted to show people that if you're dedicated, motivated, and want to work out 10, 20 minutes a day that'll help you get on the right track.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And obviously, you probably have a lot. Obviously, you have women, and I think you've got a lot of men actually that follow as well, just to get into the fitness schemes as well. I see you got the nice big garden out there, and it is motivational. I think social media is so important right now, because I swear I'll be sitting on the couch sometimes, and I'll come across someone doing some sort of fitness, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, I got to get my boom boom out of this room.
You get inspired
and get inspired. But you've also got a jewelry line that you're dropping pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's one of my passions. I've always designed jewelry. I designed jewelry my whole life. And I basically would do it for my friends, for my family. And people would always stop me and be like, oh, my God, where did you find, where did you get that ring from? Or where is that necklace from? And I would say, oh, it's one of a kind. I designed it. And so I decided that, why shouldn't I have a jewelry line? Of all the stuff that I love, like hearts and stars and just, beautiful things. And the line is so beautiful and it's affordable, and I'm so proud of it.
That's awesome. And the official name of the jewelry line?
Is Larsa Marie.
I love it.
How exciting. Here's part two of our catch up with Larsa Pippen. Chris Rossi and myself had a chance to talk to her. She is so cool.
Yep.
She's so cool, calm, and collected. And Chris discovered he has a Lebanese connection with Larsa.
Okay, so firstly, I just want to say some Lebanese. I'm Lebanese,
all
right?
Here we go.
So anyone that I find with that Lebanese.
You have that family tie too, right?
100%. 100%. See, this is
like when I come to Dubai, I really feel like I'm at home. It's like the food, the culture, the language. It's amazing. I love it so much. And I'm so proud. My kids all understand Arabic.
Really?
Oh, wow. Can you speak any Arabic?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Larsa, Chris cannot speak Arabic.
Arab, if I'm shway Arabi. Don't say I can't do anything. But I grew up in Australia.
That's Australia?
Yeah, yeah. I my parents bombed me because we grew up in Australia where being like Lebanese, I wasn't proud to be Lebanese as a child, right? Like I wanted to be Australian and I didn't want to learn Arabic, and my parents would try to, and I'd be like, I don't want to learn it. I look back now and I regret it. Like, I wish I learned the mother tongue,
I know. It's so important. It's so good. But it's not too late. I mean, I feel like you're in the right country. You're good. Just get a couple people around you to speak Arabic and it'll come right back to you.
Yeah, I work with Americans and British people. Like, I moved to Dubai thinking they're going to pick up more Arabic, and it sort of didn't happen. I love that your kids know Arabic. I think that's so cool, because that's exactly how I want to be, with my kids, even though I'm not teaching them right now. No, I want them.
I'm so proud of our culture. I'm proud of, our heritage. I'm all about that. So it's really important for me to have my kids understand where they come from and, just the whole background and all that stuff.
All right, listen, the question that everyone's sort of talking about right now is, everything cool with the whole Kardashian clan? I mean, there's been some things in the media.
All that drama.
I mean, can you comment? How are things? Are we okay?
I mean, everything's great. I love them. I pray that everything works out with them, and everything's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, very cool. Larsa Pippen with us right now. Super cool. As I said, once things open up, we look forward to having you back here in the UAE. What were your favorite moments? I know that you hung out with a mutual friend, Caroline Stanberry. You guys look like you rocked it for 4 days. Was there any highlights?
When I got back home, I literally had to have bandages on my feet. I never walked so much in heels in my life. I had to party so much like I did during Formula One. It was exhausting. When I got home, I was like, oh my God, I need 4 days of sleep.
I don't know where this Larsa Pippen fitness really works, because I don't know how you all did it. So Caroline, Larsa, and a few of her friends were out at the F1.
Yeah.
And it was like this continuous 4 day sort of,
it was like
dinner,
a party that never ended. It started on one day and then just kept going for the next 4 days.
I was on the phone to Caroline, and because she's like, come down. I'm like, nah, man, I'm exhausted. How do you guys do it? Like, you've got this strength and this motivation just to keep going.
I mean, we're professionals at this. We know how to party. Like, we just nap. I feel like we get up, we work out, and then we get a nap in. And if you get a nap in, you're ready to go that night.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, super cool. We can't wait to get you back into the country.
Hopefully I'll see you guys soon. I'd love to come back, hopefully when things open up, December sometime.
100%. We'd love to have you back. Go check out the jewelry line is dropping. I can't say jewelry properly, by the way.
The jewelry line is dropping.
I just worked that out. Yeah. The jewelry line is dropping. Larsa Marie, and go check out Larsa Pippen Fitness. She's an absolute machine, a mother, and more. Larsa Pippen, thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Talk to you guys soon. Take
care. So I just read this thing and I have to share it, Rossi.
Okay.
As if 2020 doesn't have its downs already.
Right.
There's a new medical condition that doctors and dentists have discovered because of mask wearing during the pandemic.
Right.
So they're calling the condition mask mouth.
Mask mouth.
Yeah, and it includes symptoms like bad breath, tooth decay, and gum inflammation.
Oh my gosh.
There's a doctor in Las Vegas who said it's just not something we were expecting to see with a lot of mask wear. And the reason being is that usually we breathe through our nose, but because we're wearing our mask, we tend to breathe through our mouth. So our mouths dry up a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why all this tooth decay, gum inflammation, bad breath, all of that is happening. So what they're saying is to kind of avoid this, continue to hydrate yourself. Because I feel like sometimes when you have your mask on, you may forget to drink more water throughout the day. I know that happens with me.
Okay.
Like if you have your mask on, right? Like you don't want to...
Yeah.
Like you don't think about drinking water throughout the day. So that's what they say. Doctors are saying hydrate so that you don't have mask mouth.
Now, I'm just going to put this out of there right now. Since this pandemic has started and I've been wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I've been very alarmed by the smell of my own breath. Oh, are you as well?
I don't think I've
smelled
anything.
Can you smell your breath more?
No.
What about you, Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, you can, like, smell your own...
When you're breathing in with your mask, yeah.
But, like, I'm like, oh, does my breath really smell like that?
No, that's what they're saying. It's because you're not chewing the gum and you're not, like, drinking in the same amount of water that you normally would.
So do you smell your own breath when you got a mask on, though?
I guess so. I never really thought about it until you've literally just said it now.
Yes, you do. Yeah. It's like when you cup
your hands like
in front of your mouth.
And but it's not like extreme. Like, I'm not going to pass out, you know?
I've definitely noticed, like, the smell of my own breath since this pandemic started.
Drink more water, Rossi.
But we know that you don't brush your teeth in the morning when you come
that's
to work.
That's also true.
Eddie, that's a complete lie. I do at 10 a.m.
Yes, exactly.
In the bathroom. No, I do brush my teeth. But I've definitely become aware of my own breath a lot more, definitely. It's not pleasant.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Pretty Malik's Gossip now. What's going on?
So Tom Holland just went Instagram official with his girlfriend Nadia Parks. He posted a photo of her standing next to a set of golf clubs on the golf course, and he captioned it, "How stunning are those golf clubs?" Now, he is getting so much hate on his gram because women are upset that Tom Holland now has a girlfriend. And some of his fans were like, guys, can we just leave the poor guy alone? He's got a girlfriend. Like, he's going to have a girlfriend. Just let him be. Oh. I feel bad for this girl.
I thought, because she's... The clubs are better than her, basically.
No, what?
What, because he's saying... She's next to the clubs, and he's saying these clubs are beautiful.
No.
What then?
What did I just say, Rossi?
Because she's getting hate because of Tom Holland.
Yes.
Right. Spider-Man's girlfriend? That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
And it's funny because her name is Parks, like Peter Parker.
Aw, that's cute.
Okay, so I told you Three Men and a Baby is getting remade. The original is from 1987, starring Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and Ted Danson. Basically, three New York bachelors find themselves caring for an infant and obviously fall in love with the baby. Who's starring in it? Zac Efron. He's going to be starring. We don't know if he's going to be the baby or one of the three men. but it's a remake for Disney Plus. So this movie, Three Men and a Baby, the original, was actually the first live-action Disney movie to cross $100 million at the box office domestically. So it was a big milestone movie for them.
Well,
a director has not been added to the project yet, and this is going to be Zach's first return to Disney since he did High School Musical.
So, like, I would say Zach would be the Tom Selleck in the group.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, sort of smooth character.
Yeah, and then they have to cast the other two.
You should get someone from Friends because Ted Danson was in Cheers, wasn't he?
He was in Cheers.
So you should get someone from Friends to be in it.
Like who?
Like Ross.
David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer. And then who was the other person that you don't really know?
Steve Guttenberg.
Don't know who he is.
So
the baldy one.
The
one who wore the hat anyway. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And finally, this divorce has been going on for 4 years now. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Mm.
So the latest drama in this saga is that Angelina is asking that the private judge overseeing the divorce be dismissed from the case. Why? Because the judge did not disclose his business relationships with one of of Brad's attorneys, which is seems highly illegal. So the judge has a business relationship with Brad Pitt's attorney in the divorce case he's presiding over. So how is he supposed to make an unbiased judgment? That's ridiculous. So the divorce, as I said, has been ongoing since 2016. Angelina and Brad are actually officially divorced in April, but they haven't worked out the financial and the custody agreement yet, which is why they're still in court battling it out. This seems like such a messy thing. And it's all sealed, like all the documents of the divorce are sealed. So we don't know why it's taking 4 years now going on to just 5 like, years to get
no
done.
No need to argue about it. You've got 6 kids. Just halve them. 3 that
Rossi,
way.
Rossi! 3 the that's other horrible.
Way. Half the money. Job done. It's
nah,
easy.
Definitely not. Definitely
no, I'm just joking. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Big Rossi, Pretty Malik in. Chris back Sunday.
Yes, he'll be back on Sunday taking a little break for the week.
Hopefully like refreshed and stuff. He's on Zionari Island in Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. Having a good time, riding bicycles in his shorts. I've been watching his Insta stories. You can too as well, by the way, at Chris Fade on Instagram.
So you followed him again?
Yeah, followed him again. Yeah, and you know who else I follow and I thoroughly enjoy following, by the way? Your husband, Jeff.
When he decides to post.
Yeah, he's good. He's started cooking lunch for you every single day, right? Every day.
Listen, here's the thing. I think a lot of people got back into cooking regularly during the pandemic.
Because
obviously for a large time, restaurants were takeout only or were not open. If you had any help, maybe you weren't having anyone come in anymore. So you were kind of doing it on your own. So I think Jeff rediscovered the inner chef during this time. And he really enjoys it. And it kills time for him, right? So he's not really working right now. So
What was he? What did he make yesterday? I was looking. I was like,
It was some grilled chicken, homemade potato wedges.
Yeah, DJ Jeff. DXP, look at him, he's making, what were they, chips?
Yeah.
Or as you would say, fries.
Fries, yeah, homemade fries.
Lunch update.
Yeah.
He's like turning into like Gordon Ramsay or something.
He loves it, he absolutely loves it.
What's he like in the kitchen?
He's annoying.
Is he like get out the kitchen?
I can't be in the kitchen with him at the same time because it will end in an argument.
Really?
Because he is so particular about the way things are done, you can't do it any other way. It doesn't matter. Like, the same result will come whether you do it one way or another. But it has to be done the way he likes it. Otherwise, it's not happening.
No lunch.
So I tell him, if you want to be in the kitchen, you do it. You go do your thing.
Yeah.
And I'll go in afterwards and do whatever I need to do. Because I can't be in at the same time.
Are you on dish duty then if he cooks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When's the invite happening? I want to come around. Look at that. What's that bread thing?
That's not bread. It's chicken.
Oh, it's chicken, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks lovely. Chicken and chips.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sign me up. I'll come around to yours for a...
Sure, anytime, Rossi.
Let's do it.
So, I want to talk about Zoom, weddings.
Now, this is I've never heard of this. Zoom
this
weddings.
Is a new, this
Are
is
people
an,
doing that?
This is a new situation, Big Rossi. Obviously, due to the pandemic, weddings, engagements, birthdays, everything's put on hold.
Yeah.
And I'm sure over the past, 5 months, you've had a Zoom birthday party call.
Yes, like blow out, each person gets a cake.
Yeah.
On the end.
And you have like Zoom birthday parties or Zoom get-togethers and things like that. Well, Zoom weddings are starting to become a thing. And the way it's happening is, depending where you are in the world, you can have an intimate setting wedding, whether at a place of worship or at home. Mm. And you have like, let's say, parents and siblings, close family. And then you give like a Zoom link to your friends so they can watch everything that's happening because they physically can't be there.
That's good because everyone can attend your wedding and you don't have to buy like a 3-course meal for everyone.
Basically, yeah. I mean, if people who want to go ahead with the wedding.
Yeah.
And in my head, I was like, oh, that's a great way to kind of avoid the big hoopla of a wedding if you didn't want one in the first place. Perfect excuse. So one of my friends back home, not like close friends, but someone that I know, an acquaintance, got married last weekend and they had like a small intimate ceremony at their house.
Right.
Only family members there.
Okay.
No friends. And there was like a Zoom link that was given out. The timing didn't really work out for me, so I didn't watch it on Zoom. I just saw it on social media. But a friend of mine...
Yeah, it was probably like 2 a.m., was it, or something?
Yeah, it was like, it just didn't work out. And I was like, I'm not waking up to watch this on Zoom. And so a friend of mine did not get the Zoom link invitation.
But you did.
But I did.
Did you mention it to them or something?
Yeah, but I feel like it's really not a big deal because it's not like you're attending in person. I'm not close enough to wake up at 2 a.m. to this person. I've just known them for a long time, so they know my family, so they were like, okay, we'll extend the invitation. It was really an invitation for my family.
Right.
Anyway, so my friend didn't get the invite. And she's upset. She's like, I can't believe I wasn't invited. I can't believe this happened. I'm like, what are you getting upset about? It's just a Zoom link. Like, it's not like you weren't invited to be present.
Could you, like, was she talking about this before the wedding? Could you not have sent the link on?
No, but my thing is, like, what difference does it make? Like, you didn't miss much because you weren't present. It was a Zoom link.
My thoughts are like, why are the wedding party not just sending it to everyone?
You think everyone should be invited on Zoom?
There's no cost involved, is there? You know, and it's like, people are just watching it.
I don't know. I mean, what's the go? Okay, 04871-5544. What should be kind of the standard code for invitations when it comes to a Zoom event? Because when you have like a an in-person wedding,
yeah,
you have like a guest list. Okay, we're not going to cross 100 people, 150, 300, yeah, 700, oh my whatever God. It is.
700, definitely Chris Fade's wedding.
Yeah, you know, like you're not going to cross that. But do those same rules apply to a Zoom wedding? Would love to hear your thoughts. 04871-5544. Zoom wedding invitations. Is this going to be the new drama of 2020? Anita, what are your thoughts?
I think the link should be sent to all family and friends. This is one opportunity where everybody can attend and you don't spend a dime.
Exactly. I was saying the same thing. Like, it's not going to cost anything to send out the internet. Yeah, the invite.
Exactly. Just send and, you know, feel happy that everybody's watching the wedding and you're not spending anything for it.
Exactly. And just, I know that I spent hundreds of pounds on wedding invites when I got married. This is free. It's a
Zoom
link. It's a link. Yes.
Do you know anyone, Anita, who's done an online wedding in this time?
No, I don't know anybody who's done an online wedding. I'm not sure, actually. Mm. But I have a family. My cousin got married in US. They didn't even inform us.
Oh, no.
So it's a Zoom link.
Oh, man. So, wow. I mean,
if there is a Zoom link, just send it to all. What does it cost? And even to tell your family and friends, obviously, in this condition, we can't come for the wedding.
Right.
So tell people.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. 100%. Thanks for your call, Anita. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Jicko, what do you think? Is Zoom wedding invitation drama going to be the thing for 2020?
I think it's going to be the thing right now for 2020. And for me right now, I'm not going to be upset if I'm on that situation. Because for sure, the couple is already so upset that having the celebration that they really want. But at least this could be a lesson for the people who's planning to get married.
Mm.
That share it to the friends. Because I think this is the only moment that your friends can support you now. Just watching you and celebrating it even away from you.
Okay, so there you go. So Zoom link, this is a reminder to anyone who plans on doing a Zoom wedding for 2020.
Yep.
Post the link up on your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, and let everyone watch.
Hold on. I think that's going a bit far, isn't it?
Invite everyone.
Well, you could, suppose so, It's free. Why not?
Yeah.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it from us. We're off.
We're done.
Yes.
We will be back for the Hour Power, but we're done for now.
Yeah, we're done for now. I've got, what have I got to do? Loads of videos before
hold
that.
Hold on, wait. This is Big Rossi's to-do list.
This is my day.
This is your day. Okay, go.
The to-do list is in my head. It's not written down, by the way.
What did I tell you?
I know. I need to start writing stuff down.
You need to write it down every day.
So, finish here, do a little bit of work, then go to the gym.
Okay, today's gym day. Okay.
Yeah. Then have my lunch.
Lunch.
See the kids.
You have to remind yourself to have lunch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then take the kids swimming.
You say see the kids as if you don't live in the same house.
I said, go and see the kids. That's
like, go home.
Yeah, go home.
Yeah.
And then go out nonstop. I found that going out in the afternoon is the best thing to do.
Really? How do you have the energy?
Well, if you stay in the house with two kids that haven't been out all day, that's even worse.
Do they just go crazy?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Do they fight?
One weed on the floor the other day.
What?
One.
Oh,
relieved himself.
I
on the
heard
floor.
Something completely, completely different that a 4-year-old should not be near. Why?
I don't know. kids do that pretty.
Do they?
Yeah. I don't know why she did it. Anyway.
Well, that sounds like an interesting day ahead, Rossi.
I wasn't very happy, yeah. So the key is get out in the afternoon, get them something to do, which is what I'll do.
And then basically your aim of the game is to like tire them out, isn't it?
Yes.
To get them as tired as possible throughout the day.
Yeah, but that can also end in disaster around about bath time. You can have tantrums then if you do that.
Wow, this sounds it's like a really fun day.
It's a fine line, pretty. You've got to tread very carefully.
So that, let me just write that down. Reason number 1,722 not to have kids right
there
now.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Eddie up next. He's in for Sheena. He's got your ad-free 104 and another chance to win at home in Dubai.
Yeah, can you guess those five celebrity mystery voices? We will catch you tomorrow.
We will indeed. See ya.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.